Welcome to the 13th Science of Wholeness podcast, titled The Consequences of Doing Evil, which aired Saturday, March 2nd, 2024. Today, esteemed listeners, we will delve into the serious and often frightening consequences of not only ignoring spiritual truths, but venturing too far into the dark side of human behavior, even to the extent of committing serious crimes and hurting others. We will now voyage into the more correctional aspects of the afterlife and how the most evil individuals often end up being thrust into the darkest corners of the astral and whether or not there could be any hope of redemption. From a spiritualist perspective and as reported by many near-death experiences, the fate of an individual who lived a life characterized by evil, selfishness, and materialism may vary depending on their soul's journey and level of spiritual evolution. Everyone, at some point after they die, must encounter a life review, which appears to be a superconscious memory of one's entire journey through life, including all the emotional consequences of their actions on other people. The life review is a profound and transformative experience that occurs soon after the soul transitions from the physical realm to the afterlife. During this process, individuals have the opportunity to review and reflect upon the events of their lives, including the choices they made and the impact of their actions on themselves and others. For many souls, the life review is a deeply emotional and cathartic experience, as they are confronted with the consequences of their actions and the ripple effects of their behavior on those around them. As they relive significant moments of their life, they not only see events from their perspective, but also from the perspective of those they interact with. One of the most powerful aspects of the life review is the experience of empathy and compassion. Souls often report feeling a deep sense of remorse and regret as they witness the pain and suffering they caused others through their actions. They may feel the emotions of those they hurt as if they were their own, experiencing firsthand the hurt, sadness, and anguish they inflicted. The emotions experienced during the life review are often intense and overwhelming, as souls come face to face with the full impact of their choices and behavior. They may feel a profound sense of guilt and shame for the harm they caused, as well as a deep longing for forgiveness and reconciliation. However, the life review is not meant to be a judgment or punishment, but rather an opportunity for growth and healing. As souls confront their past actions and the emotions they evoke, they are guided by divine beings and higher spiritual forces who offer support, compassion, and understanding. Through the process of the life review, souls have the opportunity to learn and evolve, gaining insight into the interconnectedness of all beings and the importance of love, compassion, and forgiveness. They may come to understand the profound impact of their actions and the power they have to create positive change in the world. Ultimately, the life review is a transformative journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth, offering souls the chance to heal old wounds, reconcile past conflicts, and move forward on their path of evolution. It is a testament to the infinite capacity of the human spirit to learn, grow, and evolve, even in the face of adversity and challenge. It is believed that each soul embarks on a journey of growth and evolution, moving through various lifetimes and experiences to learn and expand its consciousness. Along this journey, individuals encounter challenges and opportunities for growth, and the choices they make shape the course of their spiritual development. For those who have lived a life marked by negativity and selfishness, the afterlife may present an opportunity for reflection, healing, and transformation. Some spiritual traditions teach that souls are given the chance to review their life experiences and gain insight into the consequences of their actions. Through this process of self-reflection and soul-searching, individuals may come to understand the impact of their choices and the importance of love, compassion, and spiritual growth. In some cases, souls may choose to reincarnate to continue their journey of learning and growth. Reincarnation is seen as a natural process of soul evolution, allowing individuals to work through unresolved karma and fulfill their soul's purpose. Through each incarnation, souls have the opportunity to learn and evolve, gradually moving closer to a state of enlightenment and spiritual fulfillment. However, it is important to note that the ultimate fate of an individual's soul is determined by the universal laws of karma and divine justice. While reincarnation may be one path for souls to continue their spiritual evolution, it is not the only possibility. Some spiritual traditions teach that souls may also undergo a process of purification and transformation in the afterlife, guided by divine beings and higher spiritual forces. Unfortunately, many souls not ready to accept any help from these higher beings and spiritual forces must remain stuck in a rather depressing limbo, moving in and out of worlds not so pleasant or well-suited for the average individual. Some even remain earthbound and oftentimes enjoy influencing others of like-minded ilk in negative ways. This is one of the many reasons why capital punishment is rarely a good idea. Human justice systems are prone to errors, biases, and injustices. The irreversible nature of capital punishment means that innocent individuals may be wrongfully convicted and executed, leading to the tragic loss of innocent lives. Furthermore, state-sanctioned executioners must not only bear the consequences of the very same action the executed individual had committed in the first place, but they also thrust incomplete souls into the afterlife full of resentment, hatred, and fear, totally unprepared and inevitably earthbound. Earthbound psychopaths can influence similarly minded individuals to commit more of the same heinous crimes they committed while adding an even greater burden of despair and darkness on the lower astral realms. From a spiritualist perspective, the lowest astral realms are often viewed as planes of existence where the energies are denser and where souls may find themselves stuck due to various reasons such as unresolved issues, attachments, or negative emotions. These realms are sometimes described as the lower astral or shadow realms. The purpose of these realms can be seen as a transitional space where souls undergo a process of spiritual purification and growth. It is believed that souls may linger in these realms due to unresolved karma, negative attachments, or intense desires that bind them to lower vibrational frequencies. Earthbound souls, haunted with evil intentions, are thought to be individuals who have not yet transcended their earthly desires or who are still holding on to negative emotions, such as anger, hatred, or fear. These souls may be trapped in the lower astral realms due to their unwillingness to let go of these negative energies or because they are unaware of their true spiritual nature. In the darkest corners of the astral realms lie the desolate and shadowy domains, where the echoes of unresolved anguish reverberate through the eerie mists. Here the air is thick with the weight of unshed tears, and the ground is eternally shrouded in a somber gloom. In these lowest astral realms, brave souls from the highest spheres must tread cautiously, for danger lurks at every turn. The very fabric of reality seems to warp and twist, obscuring the path ahead with illusions and deceptions designed to ensnare the unwary traveler. As these courageous souls navigate through the twisted labyrinth of the lower astral, they encounter the tortured spirits of those who have become trapped within its murky depths. These earthbound souls haunted by their unresolved darkness, lash out with desperate fury, consumed by the anguish that binds them to this dismal realm. But amidst the chaos and despair, there are glimmers of hope, for there are those among the lost who, despite their suffering, yearn for redemption. They are the ones who, though battered and bruised by the trials of their existence, still cling to a flicker of light within their hearts. It is to these brave souls that the emissaries from the higher spheres extend their guiding hands. With unwavering determination, they reach out to those who are willing to receive their aid, offering solace and sanctuary to those who seek to break free from the chains of their suffering. It is believed that these souls are not inherently evil, but are simply lost and in need of guidance and healing. It is believed that through spiritual practices such as prayer, meditation, and forgiveness, these souls can eventually release themselves from the lower astral realms and progress towards higher states of consciousness. And so, amidst the darkness of the lowest astral realms, a battle of light against shadow rages on. But for every soul that is rescued from the abyss, a beacon of hope is lit, illuminating the path towards spiritual liberation and the promise of a brighter tomorrow. Overall, the lowest astral realms serve as a temporary resting place for souls to work through their unresolved issues and negative emotions before continuing their journey towards spiritual enlightenment and higher realms of existence. Ultimately, the journey of the soul is a deeply personal and individual experience, shaped by the choices and actions of each individual. While the consequences of negative actions may be felt in the afterlife, there is always the opportunity for redemption, healing, and spiritual growth. Through unconditional love, forgiveness, and self-awareness, individuals have the power to transcend their past and create a brighter future for themselves and others. I invite you to be part of this mission in supporting the ongoing operations of my website. Your contribution, no matter how small, plays a crucial role in sustaining this platform. Additionally, you can further assist by exploring the enriching array of 21 ebooks authored by me, meticulously written to empower and address the profound challenges you may encounter in your journey. Furthermore, your patronage of Cargold Jewelry not only enhances your style but also contributes to the cause, as I would receive a modest commission for each purchase made through my websites, Science of Wholeness and WholeJoy.com. Together, let us embark on a transformative journey towards a harmonious world, driven by elevated consciousness, rather than succumbing to the limitations of a fragmented paradigm. Your support is not just an investment in my research for the greater good of all. It is a catalyst for positive change in our collective existence. And this is the end of my podcast for now. Everyone, please take care. Thank you for tuning in. And until next time, stay vibrant, stay empowered, and stay well.